are dedicating some time on today's program to talk about the pain, the isolation that families cope with when there is a suicide. After 1 o'clock, we're going to be joined by a Thunder Bay firefighter. He's also a photographer. His name is Scott Chisholm, and he is compiling a book of photographs called Collateral Damage, Images of Those Left Behind by Suicide. One of the first people who has agreed to be in this book is Canadian swimming legend and the head now of the Own the Podium summer program, Alex Bauman. Kathy Alex had a chance to speak with him about his involvement. She's joining us with more details. Hello.
Hello, Rita.
So tell us about how Alex Bauman's life fits into this discussion about suicide.
Well, Alex Bauman's connection to the issue is a very personal one. His older brother, Roman, committed suicide back in 1980. Now, Roman was 24 when he died, and Alex describes him as a phenomenal athlete. He had made the national swim team at the age of 20, and that was after swimming competitively for only 4 years, so that is just a huge accomplishment. At the time of his death, he was working on his master's at McMaster University. Now, when Roman killed himself, Alex had just turned 16, because in fact it happened around his birthday, and he says, though, that despite that 8-year age difference, the two of them were very, very close. So I began our conversation by asking Alex how people around him reacted when he tried to talk about Roman's death.
Oh, it was very difficult to talk about because I think even today there's a certain stigma attached to suicide. And, you know, it was quite painful because, you know, in the first instance we didn't know whether it was suicide or not until there was a little bit more investigation.
He had drowned or something.
He'd actually jumped off the falls at Niagara Falls. And so, you know, it was certainly planned from that point of view. While we're all devastated by what happened, you know, I think my parents probably took it harder than I did in terms of, particularly my mother, in terms of becoming much more private, not going out of the house as often and not socializing as much as well. So it had a tremendous impact on our family. And, you know, you never really get over it. I think, you know, you always recall, well, as we know, hindsight's 20/20. Is there something that I could have done differently? You keep asking yourself, you know, why, and why did this have to happen to him?
16 is a very vulnerable age to lose a brother. How did his death, when you look back on it, how did it affect the things you did, your thoughts, your feelings over the next number of years?
You know, it's a hard one. I think a couple things happened. One, you know, I put all my efforts into swimming because I needed some kind of diversion, I guess. And I think, yeah, obviously, my parents played a big role in terms of supporting me. But also the fact that my coach, whom I saw probably more than my parents anyway, you know, swimming 4 or 5 hours a day, played a really critical role because he had known my brother. And in fact, you know, when my father passed away in 1983, he probably took more of a surrogate parent role as well. So I think that was critical. I guess from, you know, my perspective, one of the key messages I got from my brother shortly, I got the package because it was around my birthday in April. There was a note saying, you know, best of luck in your swimming. And, you know, I'll always think about that. And when I got on the podium in 84, you know, I thought about my father's passing away and how great it would have been there for him to be there. And also my brother as well, because we shared very similar values. We're both very tenacious. We knew what we wanted to achieve. And so you think about it. And you know, throughout the years, I often thought about my brother Roman.
What kind of stigma was there then and is there still to this day around a death like this?
There definitely is a stigma attached with suicide, because once you start talking about it, then, you know, more questions, why, you know, and, you know, could have been prevented, et cetera, et cetera. And I think people are uncomfortable really talking about that. And I think sometimes talking about it helps, and that's why I strongly believe in this project as well, because ultimately it's people that have been directly affected by suicide talking about it in the hope that other people that have gone through it will be helped in some way. I don't think this is a preventative project, but this is really trying to help those people that have gone through similar situations.
So what have you sort of learned, what piece have you come to over the last 30 years that you could share with others?
Well, I think what we've certainly tried to do with our family, and you know, probably my wife is much better than I am, is just communicate effectively with the children and be very honest. And I know my kids would tell my wife or me, you know, we talk about issues and problems, and I hope that continues. I mean, my kids are 16 and 14. So I think that's one of the biggest things. Don't keep things within yourself. Now, whether that would have helped my brother, I don't know. Maybe not. Again, hindsight's 20/20. And but I do think that you need to help these people if there are some signs of either depression or you know, even in thinking about suicide.
How do you remember him?
Well, I remember him as you know, a vibrant individual that taught me a tremendous amount. I mean, he's the one that really got me into swimming, and just his dedication, discipline certainly rubbed off on me. And also, I think the whole, and my father was very keen on this, even though he wasn't a sportsman, he was an academic, is really trying to ensure that you have a balanced life in terms of sport and academics as well. Obviously, you know, there were some issues with my brother, but I remember him as a vibrant 24-year-old, and certainly I miss him very much to this day.
And Rita, that is Canadian Olympic gold medal winner and the head of the National Summer Olympic Program here in Canada, Alex Bauman. He's one of the people who will be included in collateral damage images of those left behind by suicide, which we'll hear more about next hour.
That's a really interesting story, and so important that he feels that he can reveal this. Kathy Alex, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That is Kathy Alex in Thunder Bay. You heard from Olympian Alex Bauman, and coming up, we will open up the phone lines on why it is important to talk about suicide, especially for those left behind.